So it's just coming up to nearly 10 to 2 here at Phoenix FM. Now, I'm very, very pleased to be joined in the studio by Andy and James from the Twilight. So good afternoon, boys.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
So how are you?
Not bad. I just travelled down from Leeds, in the back of the van, so...
You don't remember because you told me you were asleep a minute ago.
I was asleep. Andy was.
Somebody was driving. Now, guys, I just wanted to ask you how you actually all met. How did you all meet?
We just kind of all grew up together. And then eventually, the three of us grew up together, and then we met the other two just through other local bands in Glasgow, kind of thing, like over the past couple of years.
Yep. Now, the band name. I know when you get bands together, it's always like a, trying to figure out what to call yourselves. Now, how did you come up with the name, and what's the idea behind it?
The drummer just found it in like a poem somewhere, and then I don't know. We weren't really bothered about the name because it's like, at first when you hear it, we were thinking, oh, I don't know, but then we're just like, you just get used to it. It's just any name. Could be called anything.
Couldn't think any better, and it's that's what happened.
Yeah. Just wanted to ask you before we start talking, because I had a look at one of your videos this morning, which is The Wrong Car, which is brilliant. Really freaked me out. Great song. But what a great concept. We'll talk about it a little bit later. I'm going to say people to check it out on YouTube. Now, you're going to play live for us in a bit, but how would you describe, before you do your first song, how would you describe your music?
It's really kind of noisy, full on kind of thing, but we also do this side of it that lets people hear James sing.
Yeah.
Which is nice to me.
So you're normally going above the band, but it's stripping it back.
It's pretty much the live setup. When we play full band, is like big, noisy, in your face kind of thing. And then when me and Andy do this kind of thing, it kind of shows there's just another kind of side to the band, that it's there's behind all that. Noise, there's the basic songs are there, and we think are strong as well, so it gives the opportunity to show that off as well, so it shows we're not one dimensional, I suppose.
Okay. Well. Right, so you're going to play a first song for us. What's it called?
It's called That Birthday Present.
Okay, brilliant.
And have another skin full, put it in your eye. And if it's lying on the table, don't be so shy, 'cause you should be afraid and take it everywhere. Or you could have the bruises when the water's on its way, 'cause I could be someone you hate, familiar to your taste. The feathers on the blind side, and I'm always on your case. So you'll have another skin full, put it in your eye. So you'll pass it, you'll pass it. The ceiling's black and grey. You're pushing your arms with all our weight. So you'll pass it, you'll pass it. The purple rope won't tear. Where do you rest when you stare? Skin full, put it in your eye. And if it's lying on the table, don't be so shy.
pass it, you'll pass it. The ceiling's black and grey. You're pushing your arms with all her weight. You're winning the prize for holding shame. So you'll pass it, you'll pass it. The purple rope won't tear. Why do you rest when you still? You'll pass it, you'll pass it, and no rare. Take your hands off all the chairs, and while you play off all the others, and if you see it will be fair. Your birthday cards with no presents, with your jams down by your side, and while you play off all the others. If you tip a toe so slowly, then you'll go nowhere.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, guys. That's excellent. Lovely bit of live music in the afternoon. That's very good. But we're talking more about that song. We want to hear about all the lyrics and the ideas behind it. So when we come back after the news, we're going to talk about that and we have another song from you. Don't mind, my voice has just gone. It's gone a bit sort of like a bit croaky. I feel like I smoked about 100 cigarettes. I'm sure I haven't. Right, let's cross over to the news. Right, good afternoon to you listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Lunch here at Phoenix FM. If you're wondering why I'm still here at 2 o'clock, it's because I've got an excellent band in the studio called The Twilight. Say good afternoon to you boys. It's James and Andy from the band.
Yep.
How you doing?
Aye.
Good. Asked you that before. I'm getting boring now. Sorry
about
that.
Right, yeah.
Now, the song you played just before the break, what was it called? And just explain the story about the song.
That song before was called That Birthday Present, and it was from our second album, Forget the Night Ahead. I don't really usually go into what the lyrics are about. It's one of those things where, because all the songs are pretty personal and things, that I like to not kind of spoil it for the people that maybe have different ideas about what the songs are about, because my favourite songs are the ones that I don't know what they're about and I can take something from it and relate it back to my life, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Let's just say it's not about a happy happy thing, if you know what I mean, but it's just about, all our songs are about where we're from, things that have happened to me or people I know, just all kind of personal stories.
Yep. And when you guys sit down and do writing, how does it come about? Do you actually sit down as a band and start just going through some chords, or do you come up with the lyrics first, or how do you actually work together as a team?
It's just, I'll just write some music and send it over to James, and then he'll write some melodies and lyrics and stuff, and then just all piece it together from there. But I don't think we could do that, sit in the one room and try and write something. We'd end up just talking garbage for ages, you know, and
counterproductive it would be.
So we need to do it all separately.
Yeah. So do you ever come back and say, could you put a bridge in here, or could you change bits, and you kind of work around
I mean, yeah, we just kind of, you know, gradually just
piece it together. Yeah.
Now, what other producers or artists would you like to work with, if any, or are you quite happy as you know, you don't, wouldn't like any, is there anybody you sort of think really wouldn't mind working with those guys?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we worked with Andrew Weatherall just there on that the new record that's coming out in February, which is good. But I mean, I don't know, when we record, we always seem to have quite a strong vision of what we want to do with it, so I don't know, it's like the whole too many cooks thing.
We gave our demos to some people that we really liked last time, and they basically came back and said all these ideas are already pretty well developed and pretty far on. So I mean, I just suppose it would just change with, depends on how the next kind of stuff goes when we start sit down and write it, and maybe if we think we do need somebody to help us out, but we see what we've done. All right.
And you like the recording studio sort of process when you go in? Is that, do you still enjoy gigging? You still, because you've been together for quite a few years, but you still enjoy all that? It's not got, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean, like, Aye, it's just
you like recording and stuff. When we're in the recording studio, I go and watch the TV.
You think it's exciting, but it can be quite a boring process, can't it? It's like the drummer. That's the main thing. It's like set the drums up. That can take forever.
Yeah, I mean that gives me a bit of time off. I can go and watch TV as well. But then after that, it's like non-stop.
Yeah,
it's just hours on end. You know, spending time in the studio. But no, I still enjoy doing that. That's great.
Okay, and I want to say the Wrong Car, which was out in 2010. Had a look at the video on YouTube, which is one. Now, is it? I can never pronounce it. Is it a marionette doll? Is that what they're called, or they're not called that?
I don't know what it's called. I mean,
they're like a little puppet, and yeah. And I was watching it, and I was getting a bit kind of the track's brilliant, but the little doll thing.
Yeah,
it's really, really creepy, but a great idea.
It wasn't us that did it. It's actually a girl called Nicola Collins, who's from Essex.
Yeah.
And our sister Tina, but we let them do what they wanted to do on it, kind of thing. Just let them go on with it.
And you can check it out if you go and have a look for The Twilight Sad on YouTube. You'll find the song. It's The Wrong Car. Have a look at it because it's a brilliant video, absolutely excellent. So, when have you got any? Have you got any gigs coming up in this part of the town? Are you playing in London? Whereabouts?
Playing in London tonight.
Yep.
In the Borderline. Then was it Oxford tomorrow?
I think so. Oxford.
So Oxford, I think it's Oxford, Hull, Leicester, and then back up the road to Stirling.
Yeah.
And then I will be back in February at some point.
Yeah.
Because the new album's out in February, so we'll be down. I'm pretty sure we'll be down all the time in the London area next year. Which is not bad. We like coming down here, to be honest. It's different from back home anyway.
I've never been up to Scotland. Everyone says I must go up there. I've never been.
I mean Glasgow's good. I like Glasgow. Edinburgh's more touristy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we stay in the middle of nowhere, really.
Yeah.
And like these small kind of country farming villages. So big cities like London are a bit daunting.
Are you alright? You're in Essex now, it's safe.
Yeah.
You must have seen this on the television, surely.
Yeah. The rest of the band are
white shoes, blonde hair, yeah.
They're walking around just now, having a look, looking at all the sights.
They want to get up to the Sugar Hut, that's where the only way. Yeah, that's it.
Actually,
you get the pretty girls up on the high street. If you hear about, on a Friday night, if you were here, about 8 o'clock, and there's practically people walking along with hardly anything on, in fact.
Really?
All of about 19 or 20 year olds. It's,
excellent.
I drive through very quickly, obviously, but, you know, everybody else sort of like slows down. It's a nice, it's not a bad area, it's alright. Now, if they want to check you out, where can they find details of your website and stuff?
Website's thetwilightsad.com, and we're on Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and, you know, all of those things.
And new material out in February next year.
Yeah,
we've got a new single out that came out last week. That we're just about to play.
Uh-huh.
And so the new album's out in February.
Okay, and what's this next song called?
This is the single that came out last week, which is called Sick.
Brilliant, thanks very much.
And you don't feel the same, and when the freeze goes, you're I my time, and I'll never go with you tonight, and until the party ends, and until the part when we retire, and over the hill we go. And I'll buy you the night, and I'll buy you the time, and we can do anything you want. Will you go there, my never, you're I my time, and I'll never go with you tonight, and until the party ends, and until the part when we retire, and you tell me slow. you see. And three girls saw her looking so thin and black and bruised skin. And I'll never go with you tonight, and until the party ends, and until the part when we retire, and over the hill we go. You look so frail, you know, but still young to your false hope. You look so frail, you know, but still young. Until the part when we retire, and until the party ends, and until the part when we retire, and until the party ends. And until the part when we retire.
Thank you very much, guys. That was James and Andy from The Twilight Sad. That was, do you know what? That's amazing. What a wonderful song. That's right. And you can get that on iTunes at the moment.
Is it out on iTunes?
You can get it then. You can get it from our website as well.
Brilliant.
Like 7-inch single and stuff.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Right. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Coming in next, we've got some Becks. And don't forget, Gabby's coming in here at 3 o'clock.